and he gives a tshuva, I believe.
Yeah.
Tanya, b'soif yuma, shloish chiluke kaparahe, u'tshuva im kol echad. So you have three chiluke kaparah, and tshuva is a ma'akim in each one. Ava mitzis esse b'shav, en izaz misham ha'chamay chaloi. So tshuva alone mitzis esse works. Ava mitzis lois esse b'shav, tshuva toilu and kippah mechapeh. Pirish, Afagav the Yin Kimis, so he's sort of answering Kasha here. Even though Afagav the Yin Kimis is essay, Kio Mitzis Essig Doylash, there's I say. Hainu Mishum Shade, Kio and Sessi, Mamshu, Ovishavas, Yenim, or Saint Safe Baruchu. Begam al Nafsha Lakis, Koshkosh Kitan's voice. Avlon in the Yin Shuva Afsha Moichlo, in the Shasma Mahusi Sparkle, also Maima Melech, Mikomokim or Neda Behulu. So he says, in terms of which do we need to do now, which not, so in terms of whatever it is that you're missing out when you don't have a mitzvah seseh, that's irreparable. So it's true that in a certain sense a mitzvah seseh is more kuldik, not to say, and you see by the type of kapara that you need is less. But whatever kapara you need, you don't really have it. The or that you missed out from it is never going to come back again. So that's why we prefer, that's why we give it preference over the mitzvah seseh. Yeah.
So by a lot of tshuva is misakim, whatever ra you did.
Right.
By an essay, that never brings the.
Exactly.
Or.
Right. So it's like you can wash out a stain from a garment, but if you don't have any cloth, there's not going to be a garment.
So the tshuva is, so it's a kapara, just the fact that you remembered b'malchus, you didn't listen to Hashem, whatever it is.
Correct. Exactly.
There's nothing which occurred because of it, which you're being
exactly, mistaken. Exactly. So the avagad the kiyon says gedola shadoychas loyse. Haynu mishum shali kiyon says say mamshich or b'shevos ha'yoyinim aras aron seif baruch hu. Vegam al nafshe loykis. K'mach kasa shikitshar mitzvois. Avayi tshuva said kol or neda. Va'oival mitzvos loyse said they should nidba karo b'nafshe oisab gam lemala b'shoshem kar chaytzva. So when you do a loyse say, you create a chisarin in its shorish. Lekach ein kapor lenafshe v'lo lemaila ad yom kippa. K'mach kasa v'chipa lakodesh mitumis ha'yisrael v'mpishayhem lefnei Hashem titharu. Lefnei Hashem daika. So the lifnei Hashem is that you become mechuber again to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Normally you oisab gam lemala b'shosha mekor chaytzva, and on Yom Kippur you're mesakin that chibur back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, and therefore you can't learn any type of kula to, you know, to mitzvah seseh befrat talmud Torah. Ba'adrabe, omra zal vita kashbocha v'dezora, afshe increases in mitzvah bezdin, v'levita bittel talmud Torah. Okay, over al krisis umisis bezin tshuva v'kibbutz misurim emarkin. So he says in parentheses that memarkin means is the gemar of it. Shenema pekatim shevet pishom ubenegoyim avaynam. Akon shana bright. Behine mitzvah sa tshuva min atayra yaziv sechet olvad. And really, the heart of tshuva is simply that a person stops doing averus. Dehainu sheyigma b'libui b'leiv shalom lebal yoshev oid lekisla limar chusei isbarach v'leyavar oid misabal chasei shalom heim yitzasei mitzlei sasei. The person is gaimer b'libui that, you know, he's not, he makes up his mind he'll never go back to it again.
Is this not like the Rambam? Is this the vidu is the ikker?
So I think he means I do believe he brings the Rambam later. Mm-hmm. I think that's sort of a separate mitzvah. The Rambam's lashon is kishi yoshuv will be misvade. The mitzvah's essay vidu is mitzvah's essay when the person is shav he should be misvade. So the etzem word of shav, that's the word of tshuva, is is stopping to sin and to do what's right, and there's a tnai to it that there's a din that when a person is shav, he has now a mitzvah essay of vidui.
In terms of the mitzvah, it's a chiddush. It's the ma'aseh mitzvah of vidui, which the Rambam is bringing out.
Right.
In terms of the, but the ikar of tshuva obviously is ibis achid. That's
right.
The,
right.
This is the pashtus of tshuva.
Yes. The, yeah, that's the. V'zeh ikar b'shas tshuva. As he says, lo shuv el Hashem b'chol libo, b'chol nafsho, lo avdol Hashem. It's twice. He goes back to where he should have been. But because he also asked, "Ark b'shemach twice." Yeshu Hashem. Person stops doing what he's doing wrong. He's chvezid and chazan. He stops it. He goes back to being Hashem and mitzvos. Or b'parshas nitzavim k'siv v'shavta Hashem akecha v'shamata v'koyloi b'chulu b'chol avavcha shuv Yisrael Hashem akecha shivein Hashem lecha b'chulu v'loy kedas hamoyin shatshuvi atainis. So the tainus and so on is not really the tshuva. The vafilu mishaaval krisus misses bezin shegmak haprosai de yisurim. Haynu kishbach me of the yisurim. Vehaynu keshe tshuva se ritzui lefanav yisbarach. Veshuva Hashem choliv av nafshe me ava. If he does tshuva that kishbach is mekabel. Ozai, Bisarusa Gol Sato, Kamaya Panimhulu, Isarusa Ela Ur Avas Hashem Le Marek Avina Bisurim Bolmaze, Kmachikosa Kesajua Vashemichiach. So this is a result of his tshuva, is it's Mayrachim Shamayim to be marek the person through Yisurim. But Lachain Le Iskir Ramas Mag Shum Tainis Kal Bemitzis Tshuva Avgizamisa Bezen. The only thing Kim Rak Haviduiva Bakarshis Mechila. So I don't know if he means to imply this. So Hagufa, Vidui is part of that. Is it sort of the fullness of the charot is when you misvada bepeh? Well, what is he not clear what he's referring to? The Umashkaza be Yoel Shuvu Ade Bechalav Afchem Bitsoim Ubepchi. So he's focusing here on Tainis and Bechi. So there seems to be a focus in him that that's important. He says, "Hainu levatul hagzeru shenigzul amarek avinador al yedei surim ba'arbe." Basically, what he's saying is we have gzeru here now that was nigzul on us to mark ba'arbe. Let's escape. V'zeru atam bechol Tainis shemis anal kol tzor shetuv atzibu v'eskosim el esta.
He's saying that if Shemayim is Gozer Yisurim for Kapara, you can substitute a Titus for it. That's what he means. Before, it's Rachmei Shemayim.
Correct. Well, a Titus is a type of Yisurim.
So he's saying Lechila, a Titus does not take place of Yisurim. What's the Yisurim and Nigzer?
Right. But if we don't have it, that becomes the Kalifrit. Correct.
Because Baruch has to decide that you're ready for Yisurim, then you can put Titus in instead.
Right.
If he doesn't decide you're ready for it, it's not going to be
right. I don't know. I mean, I don't feel. So the Yisurim, that you can be a vatel, and the word is because to some degree the Yisurim of a Tainis and so on are Zelumaseh. In other words, Mali the Yisurim of the Tainis, Mali the Yisurim. V'zeh ha'tam b'chol Tainis shemis'ana kotzor shetava atziv v'kotzkaz migos Esther v'machkazim sefer ha'musa v'roishim sefer ha'kech sefer ha'sidim harbet Tainis y'gufen lo'i v'al'krizim misis besen v'chein l'moy tezer v'atola shechayiv misa yishamayim kotzkazim b'tor gabe erv o'inan v'yichayiv krizim yizeh ha'inu gil l'notzul mi'oynish yisurim shomar l'chaz yisholem. So he has two or three mahalchim as to what the purpose of the extraneous, the tanesim, is. One, he says, take care of the einshim, which I guess is sort of a miruk milamala. It's not the mitzvah of tshuva, but it requires a certain miruk and so on. He also says, because maybe it's not Shav Hashem Choliboy V'Nafshe Me'ava Ki Miyira, which really don't understand. So what does he mean to say? that by fasting at Tainis, you're doing it mi'ava? Or does he mean to say that since you're doing it mi'ira, it's not such a good kapara and you need that? I don't know which one, how is that fitting in over here? I could understand, the thing I could understand is, the more pasha pshat I guess would be, that to do tshuva requires a certain humility, contriteness. So basically what you're saying is, you were right, I shouldn't have done it as much as I wanted to do it and as much as I got, and whatever it is, there's a certain element of achna, and it is the derech of somebody who is fasting to be nichna. It's machnia person.
That would bring to ava. That is tam.
No, it's my own. That's the thing. I could see it. I can understand it in what it does in tshuva as a mezaris for that, but I don't quite understand if the av part. Unless what he means to say is that what Chazal said, that if you do tshuva alone is enough. That's only if you do it me'ava. If without it, you need to do something else. Mm-hmm. Even though, I mean, the way he says it, it's not like that. The way he says it is mitzvah tshuva and Torah zazivus chet pelvad. The tshuva me'ava and tshuva b'yira. Is sort of Gemara's type of formulations. He brings it in. So he does bring in the ava, but I don't know where it says that in the Torah.
Right.
In other words, his point is that mitzad the mitzvah there's no other chiyuv, and that's that. So I don't know where.
Are people know Tanisim is manazeh for these types of things?
Like, what?
Are people know Tanisim is manazeh for these types of things? You don't hear about it that often. You don't hear people miyot that often.
So
is it still common out there to be done?
I'm not. He says over here in his later on that as long that you know to pick once a lifetime to do each series of Tanisim. I mean, you have to understand something. He brings, I mean, you're talking about 61 Tanisim for the Rabbanon.
Right.
It requires an awful lot of. So he suggests to do it once in a lifetime in the winter months, that's enough.
One Tanis or one
series? No, one series of Samachalot, like, you know, that's to enough. Do to over his life 61 or whatever it is. I guess today people are noyeg more like shavim tat. That's what they do for it, or they'll do, every kippah cotton, and you know things like that. Sashmei tshuva, they'll do those type of things.
Is it because it's like in Katzle, or is it more of just like we're weaker now?
That's weaker also. I mean, in those days, people would sometimes miss a day without midin, but shouldn't have. So then, I think. For most people today, when you face a tainus, you don't perform. Like, I don't think most people today would. So you definitely miss out on Avodas Hashem. Mm-hmm. There's no, if you don't eat in the morning, you're sort of half asleep the rest of the day. I don't know.
It's the coffee.
What?
It's the coffee.
No. Okay, we'll hold it here. Okay.